All Hit Radio.
Welcome to the X Zone, a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. Now, here's your host, Rob Vicano.
And welcome back to the X Zone, everyone. I am Rob McConnell, and we're coming to you from our broadcast center and studios in beautiful Crystal Beach, Ontario, Canada. Now, if you'd like to send me an email, it's xzone@xzoneradiotv.com. On all social media sites, X Zone Radio TV. And for the broadcast schedule of the X Zone Radio TV show on the X Zone Broadcast Network, visit www.xzbn.net. And for the X Zone TV channel on Simul TV, www.simultv.com. X Zone Nation, my guest this first hour tonight is Elena Lynn Lieberman. She has devoted 30 years inspiring others to realize inner growth through the transformational process of accessing the Akashic Records. Her sensitivity to internal spiritual forces that shape all physical reality has afforded her widespread public notice. She has appeared on national and local broadcast media throughout North and South America, and Elena has personally taught and mentored several generations of teachers through her Akashic Records classes. Now, since the last time, a number of authors and institutes have developed from the early classes she taught throughout the United States, Argentina, and Curaçao, which is part of the Dutch Antilles and Asia. This lady goes all over the place teaching people and helping them better understand not only themselves, but the world around us through the Akashic Records. She's also the author of The Principles of Dynamic Manifestation as Received Through the Akashic Records. And joining me now is Elena Lynn Lieberman. And Elena, welcome back to the X Zone.
Oh, it's wonderful to be here and participate and hear your voice again, Rob.
Oh, thank
you.
It's
really good.
Thank you so much. Maybe for our listeners who may be joining us for the first time here on the X Zone Broadcast Network, what are the Akashic Records?
Let me give you the more classic definition first, which is the Akashic Record is the recording of one soul since inception. It records every thought, word, deed, and action of that soul as it evolves on its journey. It has been said that the Akashic Record is so subtle that even an ether anywhere in the cosmos registers an indelible impression in it. So that's been a standard way of talking about the Akashic Records. Also, it's compared to the Book of God's Remembrances, the Book of Life. So there's usually been a picture of a book, like reading a book, associated with it.
How did you
What we found, actually, though, is it's now much more of the mother field, the Akashic field. So it's actually the mother of the deep cosmos, someone said. An Akashic field contains all the waves, frequencies, particles that are forming all the time, that are making up the cosmos, and everything is in it. So when we tune in to that frequency or the small frequency, which is vast in one respect of someone's soul, we attune to that particular vibration and give forth the information about that particular individual.
Now, Elena, how did you become interested in the work that you're doing with the Akashic Records?
You know, it was some time ago. I started working in 1990. Mm-hmm. My teacher has since passed away. And actually, it was my husband who was searching for greater clarity and insight into a very internal place, the authentic connection. And he took the first classes. And when he came home, he said, oh, you're going to love this. Because it gives such a beautiful field of light. It's so uplifting when you begin to work. So I was always very sensitive to things. And I was attracted to the idea that you could find this place of authenticity and return to your real self and return to the soul level and what that might connect to. So that was my major reason for beginning to search and have this kind of insight.
So where are the Akashic Records located?
The Akashic Records are located within a very vast field. Mm-hmm. And what we found out, it's in a transcendent field, meaning it was said by my teacher that the Akashic Record is also stored to the subatomic level of our cells. So what does that mean? It's in a transcendental place, mm-hmm. that we move very deeply in, which takes us very high in frequency, and we move out. So we're really tuning in a different way. We're tuning in through a vibration. In the lineage that I follow, it is a sacred prayer that gives us the vibration to access and hold the frequency of our own or an individual's Akashic Record. So it's really by frequency.
Now, are the Akashic Records, and when people go to the Akashic Records through experts like yourself, is it like a psychic reading?
It is not like a psychic reading. What we do, number one, we emphasize in our training, mm-hmm. that we hold the energy, the pure form of the energy. And if it were to be measured, I believe it would be similar to a meditative frequency like theta waves. But it's a little different because we're also conscious. We hold our eyes open. So it's about holding the energy and not getting answers. But the person is able to focus through their question. So in one sense, they do want an answer, but by holding that frequency, we enter into a very pure, quiet state. So within that realm or that holding, an answer emerges with clarity. We're not predicting. We're looking in very deeply. The focus is inner focus, and being aware of our consciousness, what our mind is doing, what our thoughts are doing. All of those things may be information that we bring forward for the client through all of those tools. We hear, we see, we perceive, we sense. And that is a way that we work, but it's an inner awareness. And the person is questioning what they need in their life, what direction. We ask for them to bring heartfelt questions, not test questions, not who am I going to meet next, mm-hmm. and what's my next job. They're questions that they're really working on, that they've been working on for some time within themselves.
So what kind of questions would these be? What would they like to accomplish by having somebody go to the Akashic Records?
We look at patterns of behavior. We look at what keeps coming up. The person will say, this keeps coming up, mm-hmm. for me. I just went through this. I'm looking for an inner direction. I want to know what, I keep seeing something. What is this? Why do I behave like this? I'm seeking a deeper, more peaceful relationship in my life. Why is there this conflict? I have a conflict with so-and-so. And we move deeper and deeper. And let me say that in the questioning, we eventually get into a place where we emphasize grace. And grace is about letting the divine force come in with, mm-hmm. an unconditional loving force that expands the heart. and letting go of those things that don't support you, particularly in cases, say, of blaming someone or shame. It's a letting go, and we say prayers to let go. So we once again align with the peace so we can be more aligned with our sense of source, whatever it is for us. It's any kind of religion or practice. It's not a particular group. So we're looking about returning to peace, returning to innocence, moving into a heartfelt understanding so that we can open and align with something that is unconditional and very supportive.
What was it like, Elena, the first time that you actually connected with the Akashic Records?
You know, I was in a class, and I sat there, and there was a man who was going through a divorce, and I sat across from him, and I said the prayer to open the records, and I actually jumped back in my seat because he was angry.
Oh, no.
And the man was angry because he was going through this. And the teacher, Mary Parker, came around. She said, now just straighten up and sit down. What you tell him what's happening to you. That's your information. So I began, and I said, well, you know, this is just jumping out. You know, I think you're angry. You seem to be angry. And then he said, well, I'm going through this right now. And gradually, information came forward about it, and he reached a new balance with it. He reached into a state that was more balanced so he could make new kinds of decisions that were his next step with more clarity.
Fascinating. Do you remember the first client, and what type of help did you give them based on your connection with the Akashic Records?
You know, the first client, you know, we're talking about a long time ago, but I'll tell you what I do remember. That someone arranged for a group of people to come one after another. Mm-hmm. And I remember the people were more moved by the energy, being just suspended, focused in this deep, loving place. And suddenly, it's like a tuning fork, which is very much how healing is, and actually manifestation. It's like they start to harmonize with it and open up and let go. And what came forward that I can recall is the person realized they didn't need to be the way they were, that it was blocking them for their expansion or much fuller type of life. I do remember that happening. And it's that light that came in that made me aware that I wanted to do this. I had a sense of love and light that stayed with me beyond what I had known consciously before. And even between the first and second day of the class, I came home and I said, this is for me. I want this in my life somehow. I'm going to do this. And the rest was brought forward, actually from, there are higher levels to this. There's the consciousness, an expanded consciousness that we call the masters of the Akashic Records. And it's a sense of an overseer consciousness that can work directly with us. That is part of the records. It's part of the weave of the vibration of the records. And that has been there. And it's for other people, too. It's been there for all this time since the beginning and really led me to all these different places that I journeyed to.
All right, Elena, please stand by. You and I have to take our first break for this hour. Exo Nation, Elena Lynn Lieberman is my special guest of this hour. Her website is www.dynamicmanifestation.com. And the topic of the hour is the Akashic Records. Now, if you'd like to send me an email, questions, comments, observations, or maybe there's a special guest you'd like us to get on. My email address is xzone@xzoneradiotv.com. I'll be back with Elena on the other side of this break. Don't go away.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back, everyone. Elena Lieberman is my special guest this hour. Her website is dynamicmanifestation.com, and she's the author of Principles of Dynamic Manifestation as Received Through the Akashic Records. And once again, her website is www.dynamicmanifestation.com. Is it hard for someone to learn how to communicate with the Akashic Records or how to access the records?
It actually is not. What happens is that it's really based on awareness, your awareness and entering into a very still place and then observing where your consciousness is. And that's actually something we do in the very first process in a beginning class. And from that, it's allowing yourself to move deeper. And if there's resistance, we have ways of letting that go or supporting you to move into an expanded state. There's great value in teaching people to access the Akashic Records because, number one, it gives you a higher perspective on life. It also gives you a sense of what may be there beyond your own thinking. It's beyond your intuition. If you still your own mind, but you're present, your eyes aren't closed, you're present with yourself, but be very still, the exact image or information may come forward to you that will be, it could be life-changing, but it may be step-by-step where you gain a sense of centeredness, clarity, your heart expands. It's a letting go into a more expanded vision and a vision that's highly creative for people. And it can be used in many different ways. We ask people to bring a journal so they keep track of their own development and develop a sense of reverence for who they are and a reverence for their own inner process. So that's what's really developed in our classes. Part of our vision is that we integrate the spiritual with the physical, so there are no barriers between that, and we keep working on integrating it to create fuller lives for ourselves.
Now, how long are these courses, and how long does it take for somebody to make their very first connection with the Akashic Records?
We have a level, basically, a level 1 through 4. And in the first two classes are 2 days long. So actually, we have people going into the Akashic Records for the first time on the first day.
Oh, my gosh.
Then there's they kind of integrate when they're asleep, and then we go deeper the next day. Mm-hmm. And it's very compelling. It's very interesting. To see what you get if you ask a variety of questions. If you ask these questions in a different way, what will come forward? What will be discovered? We start with ourselves in level 1. In level 2, we move on to working with another person because it's more responsibility. So we work with accessing another person's Akashic Records. By the level 3, what we're dealing with here is more detailed. We look even more deeply at the ancestral lineage and seeing if we're still carrying things that we don't need anymore or early childhood. We look at what might be termed a past life,
right,
but we even allow people to draw their own conclusions about that. Is there something so deep that it can't be contained in the person I am today? And to really look at the depth of that information. And we also look at your creative potential in level 3. Am I afraid to create things? What could I create? And we look at that. By level 4, we're looking at a person who wants to become professional. And how am I going to fit this into my life now? Do I want to fit it into my life? And to what extent? So that's a longer class that's built around that kind of questioning.
But if the Akashic Records are based on what a person has done in this life and past lives, how does this reflect into the future? For example, if somebody wants to know if they're creative or not.
we look at a person, what comes forward mm-hmm. is a person's potential.
I see.
And you access a potential often by letting go of something that seems, that's saying to you, you're very limited in this area, don't even bother. What are you? Who told you that? How do you have that feeling?
Uh-huh.
How deep is that feeling? And we begin to examine. And then we have prayers, actually, that help us to let go of judgments that may really not serve us anymore. Perhaps we are much more, perhaps we'll be much more confident. And we really look at that, and we revisit it year after year sometimes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it takes a long time to really integrate and become, so to speak, the person that we truly are, that kind of information, what we call, you know, there's something we call the perfect pattern, and it's not coming from the ego. You have to be perfect. It's not coming from the ego. It comes from the soul level, meaning this is your pure self. This is your potential. You can do these things. This is who you are. Even when you're still, there's a quality to what you're going to do that comes from your own soul. And that's where what we really want to move towards and identify.
You mentioned prayers. Who do you pray to with your prayers?
Well, we're pretty clear. As I mentioned before, it's not one religion. What we do say in our three clearing prayers, mm-hmm. we use terms that you can choose. You can say God. We can say Father, Mother, God, Spirit, Source, all of those things. Mm-hmm. So what we work on is that it's all coming from the truth of the divine. Let's just call it the divine.
Okay.
And these are ways of aligning with that divine flow. That is our emphasis. We say God, Spirit, Source, but we do have a focus on a divine flow.
So does one's own religious philosophy or philosophical beliefs play a part in the accessing to the Akashic records?
This is you're asking a very significant question. Mm-hmm. We do ask that we set our beliefs aside and be still
right.
so we can get more information. When accessing your own Akashic records, you may go through your own philosophies and look at them, be sorting them mm-hmm. out. You may ask more deep questions about them.
Right.
You can apply them to religious books. When working with another, that really, it's not for the highest good for that to be there. It's better, you're working with the other person and being open to what you receive for them. They become the most important. You become very transparent in a sense. You're just bringing forward pure, clear information. So we endeavor not to influence them by what we believe. Some people may never know what we believe. It's about them.
So would it be correct to say that a person who has a belief in a philosophical, spiritual, religious belief would be much more capable of reaching the Akashic records than somebody who is an atheist?
Excellent question. Many atheists mm-hmm. believe that there's an advanced intelligence.
All right.
There's a response that they don't like the God word, or they don't like the source word or divinity mm-hmm. word. But there are levels of intelligence that they may honor that they don't know. And that would be sufficient, just calling it an intelligence, for them to begin to work in the records. We do have terminology, but again, except for the prayer to access the records, you can put in your own words. You can say an advanced intelligence, expanded intelligence. You can do that. What we have with the prayer is a mention of God, but it's with the understanding that those vibrations in that prayer are said because it is the key for the access to the records. So we do ask that it be done in a very certain way. But the rest of the prayers and the rest of the approach mm-hmm. can be done in a unique way for each person.
All right, so it doesn't matter which color, which creed, which religion, anyone who has the desire to make the connection with the Akashic Records can.
That's right. If they're willing to train and explore and have the desire, there is some work you have to do. If they're willing to do some of the work and explore, anyone could. That's correct.
Now, how long
if they're seeking it. Really.
Do you find that most of the people that you have the opportunity and pleasure of meeting are seekers?
Yes. Most of them are seekers. That's correct. Over the years, yes. They certainly are in all different religions, all different races, all different environments. That's one of the amazing things about the work.
Right.
So they really have a huge variety, but they truly are seekers. They want to know. They want to know more. They want to know about the cosmos, about what's the inner working of their life. So, yes, I would say that.
What do you think the question, or what do you think they're actually seeking?
It's an inner resonance. It's an inner attunement with what might be called their own divinity or their own reverence for life, a sense of sacredness in their own life. I would say that's the predominant theme. And what's the most valued area? If you take everything away,
right?
What will they align to? Where will their strength come from? What will their attunement come from? Their fortitude come from? What will their insights come from? And it usually is an alignment with spirit, mind, heart, and breath that they find these kinds of answers. And then it extends through the body. There is an actual energetic configuration that goes on mm-hmm. when you access the Akashic Records. So that's where it is within spiritual, physical terms or energetic terms.
It sounds so fascinating. And I would imagine that in today's society, when so many people are seeking the answer, seeking the truth, that this would be a source of information that many people would access to help themselves as well as many others.
They are accessing this form. They're accessing others. Mm-hmm. At this time, it's amazing how much the spiritual focus has expanded for many people, and not only in what I do, but the numbers are sizable. The people involved in it, they're seeking an intangible support system more and more.
My dear friend, you and I have to take our news break for the bottom of the hour. Please stand by. And, Exonation, we'll be back with our very special guest this hour, Elena Lieberman, on the other side of the news. Her website, dynamicmanifestation.com. Interesting lady, interesting website. And she has a very interesting book that anybody who's interested in the Akasha Records, as well as Dynamic Manifestation, should get this book. It's entitled The Principles of Dynamic Manifestation as Received Through the Akashic Records, and it's available on Kindle and Amazon or on her website at www.dynamicmanifestation.com. I'm Rob McConnell. This is The X-Zone. Elena and I will be back on the other side of this break, so whatever you do, don't go away.
Heart, how the music can free her whenever it starts, and it's magic.
And welcome back, everyone. This is The X-Zone. I am Rob McConnell, and if you enjoy The X-Zone radio show, well, The X-Zone TV channel is available 724-365 exclusively on Simul TV. Now, some of the great new news we have from our good friends at Simul TV is that The X-Zone TV show is now available on Simul TV on the brand new Atari VCS system. But that's not all. We're available on WBCF and WFXL in the Decatur and Floor in Alabama. Throughout the United States on Select TV. Throughout the United States on Rabbit TV To Go. Again, throughout the United States on Rabbit TV Plus on Roku, on the IPTV stick, as well as the Fire Stick. In Los Angeles on K26LS, where we're, wow, Craig, is this the right number? 5,145,350,000 Angelenos listen to us every day or watch us every day. Holy cow. And in Jamaica, as well as, like I said, Roku throughout the United States. And we're also available by ZSAN in India, Asia, Europe, and Germany. Wow. All this starting 31 years ago when I just had an idea. Now, many people said, it'll never work. It'll never happen. But you know what? Perseverance. Perseverance is the key to success. And every time I had a failure, I didn't look at it as a failure. You know, people would say, look, Rob, it's not working. And I'd say, well, you know what this is? It's not a failure. It's a lesson towards success. Now, I'm not doing anything anybody else can't do. You just have to believe in yourself. Have persistence. Don't take no for an answer. And follow your heart and follow your dream. Because the difference between a dream and reality is just doing it, making it happen. So if you'd like to find out about the X-Zone TV channel, that's 724-365. We've got great movies on there. We have, let me see, documentaries, different series. We have, of course, the X-Zone TV show, Stairway to Heaven with Golda Wiaka, and much more. For more information on how you can subscribe to the X-Zone TV channel, visit www.simultv.com. That's SIMULTV.com. Elena Lieberman's my special guest, and we're talking about the Akashic Records this hour here in the X-Zone. Very interesting topic, a topic that is very prevalent to today's times, because this world of ours, Elena, seems to be going, if you'll excuse the expression, to hell in a handbasket. We have political unrest all over the world. We've got a pandemic that is splitting countries apart. We have climate problems. We have the ice cap that's melting. I've never seen the world in such a mess. Can the answers to these problems be found in the Akashic Records?
Yes. Yes. One of the things that comes forward to some people is to keep elevate above it and then bring that down into the world. My teacher had a little booklet she wrote, learn to create, and in it are these words, learn to create from the light. The darkness is not part of you. Learn to create from the light. Then all that is around you will be in light.
Now that makes perfect sense.
And the darkness brings forward fear. If you create from the fear, you'll get more fear. Because what it is known that what you focus on will enlarge, but also it will, if you create from that, you are not centered in a place of peace. And we, this goes back to our grace point. Now, one of the original teachers, he traveled with my teacher, it was a guy named Ed Comney. And he worked on these grace points in the 1990s a lot. And what he realized is that we make choices. If we make choices from reacting, we're not really going to necessarily improve or help ourselves. if we center ourselves and can identify a state of peace or an inner state of loving, I'm not talking about being in love, an inner state of loving or peace, if we can take one scene that we lived through in our body and that he developed what we call the main grace point around that, and bring that into your heart and create from that place. So instead of reacting, you are creating from the light. That is a significant piece in how we work with grace. In other words, it's very popular, I know now, to write journals of forgiveness, very popular, even much more than when I got started. But for real forgiveness, it's not about someone being right or wrong. It's returning to a state of innocence where you are able to identify what was pure inside of you, your reference, even if there's one time in your entire life where there was this state, and refer to it, anchor it. We have a way, we call it anchor it, and work from that place to build and keep building and bringing things through. You know, you mentioned something very important that is brought up also in my book about how you persisted with your vision. Mm-hmm. And people criticized you and said, oh, come on, it's not going to work, et cetera, which right. is generally actually what people do. But what happens with what you did is you did not allow your vision to remain in the world of the abstract, in
That's
the
right.
mental,
yeah.
or in the emotional. You took it and anchored it. You manifested it through hard work. You manifested it through the physical reality and anchored it into the physical reality. And that's one of the keys for manifestation. Even if you have a little bit of the picture in it and are not sure where it's going to go, or you're not sure that this is going to go to Jamaica, you didn't know it was going to go to Jamaica.
No, I didn't.
How'd you ever know that? But you, one piece led to another because you pulled it through the field, actually. You made it denser and denser, and you finally anchored it and acted into the physical expression. Sometimes it's writing it down. Sometimes it's painting a picture, drawing something.
Mm-hmm.
But you did. Now, not all of it may have worked, but as you do it, what happens is it is the flow. It's actually a divine flow. It's actually from an etheric template that you're pulling it down into the physical dimension, and you were blessed to have a force inside of you coming from a very deep place where you actually manifested. And I see, having worked with you for some time, year after year, you can see how much growth, tremendous amounts of growth that you have manifested through enacting your vision. So that's yeah. very key in manifestation.
My wife has a favorite phrase. She says, if you confess it, you will possess it.
Okay, so that's really, your wife is really into something here.
Mm-hmm.
That works positive and negatively, but that's a big place. That's a very big place in the book that I wrote, and I called it Declarations. And in every spiritual teaching and religious teaching, whether you call it the sound current of God or you call it the song of the spheres or all the vibrational sound, the sound waves, or the Old Testament name, the divine utterances, or when it says in the beginning there was the word.
Right, yeah.
What you're talking about is the force of the, for humans, the spoken word or the sung word. And it can't be underestimated. It is so powerful, it's amazing. And everything in the cosmos has a song. The spheres, the vibrations, they all have harmonics. So once you can orchestrate these harmonics in a sense of deep support and form words, this is the idea of declarations. The declarations, unlike some practices, declarations are audible. So you're going to declare, which is also done in some churches, you're going to declare positively the vision, the full force, the reality that you are living in the moment you declare it. In other mm-hmm. words, yes, in a sense it will be, but when you declare it, it is. You're living it in that moment. You're expressing that sound positively. Likewise, I call it hallelujah. I actually had a class once that we did. It was a conference, and we were all, each person could get up, and it was like a hallelujah, hallelujah, brothers and sisters. Yep. This is when I declare that this is what I am. This is what I do, mm-hmm. and this is the way I live. And it had a tremendous effect. One person went back to her hotel room, and she had a call from someone that had changed their mind and ended up very, very positive. So the power of the word, I mean, just when we listen to songs, to politicians, never underestimate what you can say and manifest. Oh, it can inspire millions of people.
I could not agree with you more, Elena, because my religious beliefs, I am a Christian. I go to an Anglican church, and every Sunday we say the Apostles' Creed.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I also know people who have mantras, daily mantras that they recite. So
yes.
There's nothing wrong with it, and people do not realize that they do this on a daily basis. For example, you hear a favorite song on the radio, you start singing along with it. It's because there's a connection between you and the song, and you are actually expressing yourself. That's just one example. When you go to school, or there's a favorite poem that you like, and you recite it in your mind, or you recite it out loud. These are all ways, in my opinion, of doing what you and I are talking about right now. It's nothing strange. It's nothing yes. weird. We do it all the time.
Yes, and you're encouraged for manifestation to declare it in very positive terms. Mm-hmm. And that brings forward, it's your voice, but it's a voice from beyond. You know, I'd like to give the example. I use this example. We have conferences in the organization. I'm one of the partners in Akashic Record Consultants International. And one of the processes that I used, I selected one of the songs that, if you remember Mahalia Jackson.
Okay, yes.
I don't know if you remember.
I sure do.
She was amazing. Because someone said, you know, it's like you're listening in on her prayers
yes.
when she sings. She was in another world. And her declaration to the divine, her heart, her voice became her heart. Her voice became her sacred heart. And that kind of declaration was so powerful. Mahalia Jackson was brought up in total poverty, but she died a millionaire from her way of expressing the divine. And she was very popular. She was on all the big TV shows.
I sure do remember her.
Yeah, she was amazing.
All right, my dear, I hate to do this, but we've got to talk about Ms. Jackson on the other side of this final break, because this
okay.
hour is just flying by so fast. XO Nation, my guest this hour is Elena Lieberman. Her website is Dynamic Manifestation and dynamicmanifestation.com. She's also the author of The Principles of Dynamic Manifestation as Received Through the Akashic Records, which is available on Kindle and Amazon or on her website, which again is www.dynamicmanifestation.com. We'll be back on the other side of the short break as we wrap up this hour in the X-Zone with Elena Lieberman and yours truly, Rob McConnell, from our broadcast center and studios in Crystal Beach, Ontario, Canada. Don't go away.
Thank you.
And welcome back, everyone. The songs that we've used tonight, coming into the second segment, was Magic by Pilot. The third segment was Do You Believe in Magic by the Love and Spoonful. And coming into this, the final segment of this hour, I Say a Little Prayer by Dionne Warwick. Elena Lieberman's my special guest. Her website is www.dynamicmanifestation.com. First of all, Elena, thank you so much for joining us tonight. It's always such a great pleasure talking to you.
It's been a real pleasure to work with you again, Rob. It's just great. Thank you very much.
Oh, I'm sure that you and I will be speaking many times in the future because you have so much information to get out there. And, you know, if we can help get out the message, well, that's what this show is all about, helping people to help themselves by giving them the tools that they can use, by bringing them people who can help them find the answers to the questions that they have. So thank you for what you do.
Thank you. You're very welcome. And it's my pleasure to do this.
You talk about a spiritual or etheric template. What are they?
The etheric template is a map that's not physical, mm-hmm. that actually can be seen close to the body, and then it is within the body, and then it goes to higher vibrational planes. Human beings are not the only ones that have etheric templates. You can actually pretty easily see it in plants, for mm-hmm. instance, and animals. So it's a map. And in this map, everything about that life is there at some point in different frequencies. Now, some people can just run through the energy field of a person and start to feel. You can just feel what's going on in that energy. The Akashic Record runs through the fields, but the difference of the Akashic Records is that is held at a certain frequency in the field. So many healers are actually moving in and out of it, but they are getting other types of information as well. The etheric template holds mm-hmm. the karma or the incompletes and the destiny of a human being. People who question this thing with the energy of the body, there are a number of interesting things a person can do to realize that what's going on. One of them is if you were reading something and you held your fingers about an inch from your forehead and you start reading, and you might be able to actually feel waves, reading silently, you might be able to feel waves coming from your thoughts. Those are thought forms or waves, and they'll stop when you stop reading. And from that point, you can start to tune in to all the layers of energy within and without of the body.
Is there any connection between these templates and the aura?
Yes, the etheric template is held in the layers of aura.
I see.
Yes. Go ahead.
No. I was just thinking, is this where Reiki would come in, the chakras, and how people could use these waves or the aura to heal themselves or to get the trained practitioner to understand what is going on?
Yes. There are many healers mm-hmm. who deal with actually perceiving, I use the word perceive, where there is a knot or where there is something in that auric field that is causing behavior or activity in the body. And there are many styles of releasing it. The point with it that I make in the book
yes.
is that these energy maps form the core psychology initially, and then it's the psychology that either frees the map or lets go of things that are knotted, or it could make it worse, or it could be developments based on the energy. So it's actually the energy that is emanated in from the finest being, the soul body, or levels of the soul body, emanated into the physical rather than the core psychological. So it is your energy and the harmonics that is actually doing the most basic work of what is happening in your life, what may be brought forward in your life. And it's beyond the laws of attraction. It's not just attraction. It's actually a harmonic field, like chords, like an orchestration. And once you can shift the etheric body through positive words, through positive thinking and feeling and clearing and opening the heart to grace, what happens is the etheric body opens up. It becomes healed, and things that needed to be completed complete themselves. So the point is, you are working in different ways with the energy, and then you can also work with the psychology as well. That also is important, but it's not the core of it necessarily.
All right, so let me ask you this. If somebody contacts you, for example, to help them better understand themselves, and you as an expert go and read the Akashic records, and you see that, let's say for the last number of past lives, there is this pattern that has been established, and the person just is bringing this negative luggage into this life. Once you help them understand what is going on in the next life that they're reincarnated, do they start with a clean slate, or do they have this luggage that they brought with them before in the next lifetime?
They may not know everything about it. Let's put it that way. We don't need to know everything about it, but they have a choice to let it go. And we work that through the grace process. In other words, let's say a person asks questions about a pattern, and that pattern brings up imagery or sounds, whatever the information is. And number one, it's really deep. Number two, there are scenes that don't seem to be this life, and it may not be a full life that you see. It may be matching scenes, different kinds of things that are not clear. It's not the way the person is physically living now. So it's what that feels. What does it feel like? What does it bring up inside of that person? And are they willing to say, you know, I will let this go? So we have prayers, forgiveness prayers. Some of it isn't even theirs. They may have learned it. They may have taken it on from the ancestry. We have a prayer for that. Or it's energy patterns, thought forms that creep up. They start to let it go. And in exchange, they receive of this loving energy in that place. It's a type of unconditional love that is larger and more powerful than the pattern that they have lived with until that time. It is the most powerful force.
If there's, so I'm sorry,
they
go
let
ahead.
It go. They can start to let it go and not come back with it. Or even in this life, they can let it go and not have it anymore.
So I guess I don't understand if they start off with a new slate, or does this old luggage come with them? Go ahead.
It will be new. They will return to their original, it's called returning to your original innocence, to be pure, to be innocent, to be supported directly with no energy being taken away through a story that they attach to. They return with a clean slate. Clean slate.
Oh, that's great. So it's like a rebooting of their system, of their life.
Yes. Yes, it's a rebooting. A return, yes. The rebooting of the system is there.
The rebooting
absolutely.
Of the system. That is fascinating, and that is truly fantastic. Where can people get more information? I know that you have a lot of information on your website, and I'm suggesting everybody who's listening tonight go there. But are you going to be speaking anywhere? Are you going to be giving classes anywhere where people who've you touched, who you've sparked, can get on board right away so that they can help themselves and help others as soon as possible?
I will be speaking in our March larger convention for people in Archie already. I do give private level one classes, and then I do teach more classes, and I'm very happy to speak about this with people, or they can email me, and we can go into that. So March is what we call the conference, and I'm one of the presenters this year. I like to go to conferences as a student because I learn a lot, but I have one day this year. Sometimes I do more days. But really, I do speak. I'm booked to speak. I've done a number of shows over the years. So we have my book. We have actual one-on-one classes for level one, mm-hmm. and then we have consultations that I do.
That is truly fantastic. Do you do private consultations for people who contact you to get Akashic readings?
That's mostly what I do. I have private clients for Akashic Record consultations. I do have a special going with the book and the Akashic Record consultation and a follow-up where I will send the book to the person and then have the consultation, and we can identify in the book the area that they would be focusing on that's just right for them. So that's something that we're offering right now.
And that's available on your website?
It's available on my website under consultations.
All right. A lot of information. Let our listeners know where they can find out more about you. Please give them your website number.
The website is dynamicmanifestation.com. That's dynamicmanifestation, one word, .com.
So what's next for you, Elena? What are you going to be doing next?
Next is a very, very good question. I will be preparing, as I say, for conference, which is about integration. And integration is very important, the spiritual with the physical. Often the spiritual aspect can be very challenging for people, which is actually a topic that I address in my book. In two of the parables, it brought about a big change. In the third, we have a kind of different manifestation that occurs in a dramatic healing for someone. But the integration aspect of spirit and physical and how that plays through has always been a topic of great interest and is something that we do work on in individual consultations.
Well, Elena, as usual, time goes by so fast when you're with us. I want to thank you so much for joining with us. And, you know, I hope the next time you and I talk, this will be a better world. That tonight, hopefully, we have touched one or two hearts who have said, this is what I need. And they'll contact you and to you and your family, the very best of the new year.
Yes, and the same to you and blessings to everyone. And really move into your heart. Let the breath in the moment, each breath is pure and new and innocent. Every single breath is like the first one that you ever breathed. And let that breath come up into your heart so you feel deeply connected. You are given the next breath of life, which is precious.
All right, Elena, we've got to say so long for tonight. I want to thank you once again. And ExoNation, if you'd like more information about our guest this hour, Elena Lieberman, her website is dynamicmanifestation.com, and she's the author of The Principles of Dynamic Manifestation as Received Through the Akashic Records, which is available on Kindle and Amazon or from her website. I'm Rob McConnell. I'll be back on the other side of this commercial break with the news as we continue from our broadcast center and studios in Crystal Beach, Ontario, Canada. Don't go away now.